rings on my wrist. You're listening to the Real Batch podcast, where we use astrology, energy work, intention, spirituality, and a little bit of rebellion to take you from stuck to oh, fuck. Hey guys, and welcome back to the Real Batch podcast with your girl, Ashley Batchley. Let's just cut the chase and talk about that we are all tired. We are in the middle of eclipse season. We have another eclipse on the 15th or 16th. We had a solar eclipse prior. Mercury retrograde just started. So we are all slowing down a little bit, revisiting, reassessing, reprogramming, not really initiating anything new, but completing all the tasks that have piled up that now we get to get done. And obviously you can tell I'm super into it and feeling the energy. But I really do want to clear up that Mercury retrograde is not bad. It's actually a really good time and it does get a really bad rap. I mean, who doesn't want to blame things on a planet? It's kind of fun. But when you understand the energy and work with the current instead of against the current, it actually gets to be pretty powerful. And I also think it's pretty cool that I would say Mercury retrograde is the one retrograde that I feel is so mainstream and that everybody knows about. I don't think that you can bring it up in conversation with somebody who has no idea what that is. Men, women, honestly, even children, there's t-shirts. So it's gotten a lot of visibility.
Ew, who does she think she is doing her own commercial? Oh yeah, that's right, me. If you're enjoying the show, which I hope you are, make sure to like, subscribe, and if you're feeling fancy, which I think you are, head over to Instagram, AshBetchBaby, and join the Real Betch community where we expand even more on all these topics. Okay, bye!
But it is not the only planet that goes retrograde. Obviously, the sun and the moon do not go retrograde. So you Cancers, Cancer risings, Leo risings, must be nice. There's going to be certain signs that feel Mercury retrograde a little bit more. So if you have prominent Virgo or Gemini in your chart, or it's on your midheaven, which is your 10th house, you're going to feel this because your ruler is Mercury. So for every rising sign that you have, which is basically the first part of your chart, there's a new sign rising every 2 hours in the east. That's why it's important to have your birth time. That rising sign is your chart ruler and the way that you move through the chart. So I'm a Virgo rising. My ruler is Mercury. Same Gemini, same as me. Our ruler is Mercury. We really feel this. Also, if it's your sun sign, a couple other factors, but you're going to feel it regardless, just in different ways. And that's why it's not fair to give it a blanket general statement like, this is what happens during Mercury retrograde. All these bad things happen. It's really just a time to revisit. That's why I think the most popular thing with Mercury retrograde is people saying they're getting texts from their ex, which without fail, that happens every single time. And Mercury usually goes retrograde 3 times a year. And that's when it appears to be moving backwards in the sky. It's really kind of an optical illusion. It's not really moving backwards, but I won't get into that because then you're like, why does it even matter? It just does. It just has an effect on us. It's really close to Earth. It's not Pluto or Jupiter or something farther away. We feel the effects much more on Earth. And Mercury, the god, also represents the underworld in a way where it's transformation, what is lurking underneath that needs to be brought to the surface to resolve. So that is, again, to tie it back, why a lot of exes text people during Mercury retrograde, because they start to revisit things. Oh, maybe this is something I overlooked. Maybe I was too quick to make a decision. But there's also other things that pop up. So let's say you have Mercury in your 10th house, which is your career house. You're going to be revisiting how you serve. Really, that's the theme, is revisiting how you serve, whether it's your career, whether it's your community you're serving, your relationships, your routine, depending again where it hits in your chart. That's why it's so important to have a reading, or at least to understand where this hits your chart. I also include a link in the description of this podcast where you can go ahead and find that information as well if you don't want to get a reading, because I know it's not for everybody. But depending upon where it hits your chart, there really is the theme of how am I serving? Just a time to revisit. So for me, a lot of little things that I've been ticking up on my task list, I have been completing them. I mean, it could be the box of returns that I have to return in my back seat. I've been meaning to get a printer to get my car tuned up because Gemini does rule communication, short trips, cars, electronics. A lot of the times that Instagram or Twitter has gone down has been during Mercury retrograde. Things can pop up with cars. I'm not even going to say some of the things that have popped up every Mercury retrograde because I don't want to call it into existence again. But one of my best pieces of advice is to not overreact, to know that it'll probably get resolved after, and just take this time to revisit and slow down because we speed up by slowing down. And it's only 3 weeks, only a couple weeks. October later this year, we have like every planet except for Venus in retrograde at once. So that's a whole other story. This is no biggie. We got this. But what is really interesting to me about this year of retrogrades is that they all occur in air signs. So Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. To me, that really means that we are working through how we decode systems, how we are reprogramming our subconscious, how we are moving things. I think a lot of us are changing our thought patterns and thinking about who we want to be, what we want to be, how we want to move through life. We all got really disconnected with everything in the pandemic. We had access to so much information, so many things were coming at us at once that rightfully so, we all disconnected a little bit. We wanted to go into hermit mode. We're like, this is too much. The world is scary or it's negative and it's just too much. But when we shut off a lot of the bad things, we shut off a lot of the good things as well. And so by not wanting to try to feel that trauma and negativity, we also cut off that feeling of living life, being alive. How am I rewriting my story? I posted this on my story recently, this quote by Marianne Williamson, where she said, "We're not depressed because the economy is depressed. The economy is depressed because we are depressed. And we are depressed because we have forgotten why we're here." And that is in her book, The Law of Divine Compensation. That's the quote that's carrying me through this retrograde is, why am I here? I mean, it's such a deep existential thought, but really, why are you here? Use this time to really revisit what is working in your life and what isn't. Maybe it's a relationship, a routine, could even be a pattern or habitual thought that is running in your subconscious that is playing out in your life that you are ready to revisit and release. Another ominous way to describe this time is similar to doing your taxes. You're revisiting your prior year. What was my spending, my expenses, my income, my write-offs? How do I want to go into this next year? How am I going to track better or have more write-offs or create more wealth? I need to revisit the patterns that I've had. I don't want to look at them because, is it always going to be this way? It just seems like I'll never get there or blah, blah, blah. You start thinking all those negative thoughts. Okay, no, let's put that to the side. What can I change by looking at my past patterns and creating something sustainable that I can move forward with to build myself back stronger? But in order to do that, I have to look backwards and complete and look at things that I haven't been willing to look at so I can call in that abundance or that new mindset or that new relationship or what have it be. And that's really why a lot of astrologers will say, don't sign a new contract, don't get married, create anything new in Mercury retrograde, because a lot of times it will fall apart after. What I will say is if it's a thought that you've had before Mercury retrograde, like you were already thinking about getting a new apartment or a house, or you were already planning on getting married or these things, that's fine. But a lot of times when things pop up during Mercury retrograde for the first time and you act on it really quickly, I would say 9 times out of 10, you may regret it. If you're like, fuck it, I just want to do it anyways and regret it, more power to you. You write your own story. I'm just telling you the energy for this one because it's very real. It's very potent. It's something that I've seen played out again and again. I really like to rely on my intuition, but I also look back through events and see, okay, this is true. This is true in my life, true in other people's life, and I want to work with the energy. And I'm a rebellious little bee, so the fact that I want to work with the energy really says something because usually I want to do the opposite. So now I want to give you a little brief rundown based on your rising sign. Again, super brief. And I did forget to mention that Mercury is retrograde in Gemini and Mercury is at home in Gemini. The end of the retrograde will be in Taurus, so that's a little bit different for fixed signs, but that's a whole other story and we don't need to get into all the details, okay? We just care about our rising signs, so shut up. So Capricorn rising, this is a really good time to revisit routines, your health, how you're serving in your workplace, how you're serving yourself, relationships with employers, with employees. Maybe it's a good time to revisit a diet that you've been wanting to do. Another good time to really think about your health and patterns and routines that you've been meaning to do. You want to revisit so you can make that happen. So for Cancer risings, this is a really good time to focus on self-care and go inward. This is hitting your 12th house. So this can be kind of a house of self-isolation, hermit mode, dreaming, merging with others. It's a really good time to focus on what your boundaries are, how you dream, really how are you taking care of yourself, and how do you love yourself? How are you protecting yourself from other people's energy? This can also be a really good time to look at your mental health and what patterns are not serving your mental health. Next up, we have Pisces risings. This is hitting your fourth house, which is home, family, how you nurture yourself. You could definitely use this time to see how you are nurturing yourself. What is your home, your family life situation like? What are things that you want to revisit and how can you serve that area of your life? And you'll know exactly what it is because it's already been on your mind. Virgo risings, where are my Virgo risings at? Like me, this hits our 10th house, which is career, our outer world. We're really focusing on how do we want to show up to the world? How are we serving? What is our, and I barf when I say this, like personal brand, not what we think we should be doing, like really who are we and how do we want to show up? What are the things that we need to take care of and how do we need to rewrite our story and be true to ourselves? Next up is Sagittarius risings. This hits your 7th house of relationships and clients. So how are you serving and revisiting those areas of your life? What patterns, what subconscious thoughts, what areas are not working that you need to take care of? Maybe it's therapy, maybe it's relooking at the structure of how you serve your clients. Maybe it's you're calling in a new relationship. What are patterns that you need to work on in order to call that person in? Or an existing relationship and how you can evolve that relationship. Gemini risings. This is a really good time to work on your self-concept. Could be your health. It's the outward projection of yourself. So really, who are you? How do you move through the world? I would use this time personally to quantum leap. What's the future version of myself? And then how could I start showing up as her or him? And then we have Taurus risings. This is hitting your 2nd house, really revisiting your personal values, your money structures. The mantra is I have. So what do you have? What are personal skills that you have that you like? What are ones that you want to improve on? Where can you improve your money structures and also your personal value structures? Then we have Scorpio. This is the 8th house. This is really a good time for transformation, revisiting your healing, revisiting things that are hidden. Where do you want to transform? Where do you want to revisit the money that you circulate in your life? This could be a death to ego. It's a very, very deep transformative sign. So what have you been wanting to transform and what is calling you to heal right now? Aquarius rising. This is a really fun time to revisit. What is play to you? What is romance? How can I connect with my inner child? Or if I have kids, how can I reconnect with those children in my life? How can I use my imagination? Where am I not using my imagination and creativity the way that I am designed to? Am I too stuck in the material world and not creating from my spirit? Use this time to reconnect with that. Leo rising. This is hitting your 11th house. Great time to revisit your vision, your goals, your community, what's not working for you and how can you change it to get there. Revisit your vision board, your goals, and imagine what you want next. Aries rising, this is hitting your 3rd house. So how do you think, communicate, subconscious thoughts, reprogramming, things like that. Final is Libra rising. That's hitting the 9th house and that is expanding horizons. It's ethics, it's long distance travel. So where have you been limiting yourself and not expanding your horizons? What has been holding you back from that? Where are you feeling called to find balance and justice and fairness? And what's a trip that you've been wanting to go on that you've been putting off? Okay, guys, that is it for me today. Just a reminder to be kind to yourself. If you feel energetic, great. But if you don't, blame it on Mercury retrograde, blame it on the eclipses, whatever. but still work with the energy and take time to revisit that which you have been dreading, because you're going to get that surge of energy as soon as we come out of that. And you can still have fun with this. It's going to feel so good to get stuff done that you have been putting off. Even when you have no energy, you make a promise to yourself and you keep that and you clear up that debris and cobwebs and you move forward. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode and I'll talk to you later. Okay, bye.
I hope you enjoyed the show. And if you did, remember to hit subscribe, and to stay updated, head over to Instagram. The handle is AshBetchBaby. It's like bitch with an E. Okay, see you next time.